Chapter 140. A Dog's Mission 12, 1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, he had a litter. 3 males and 2 females. 3 of the pups looked like him, and 2 looked like that old black dog from before. 4 of them had fur like Tuan Tuan, golden yellow with some small black patches elsewhere. Only the youngest daughter had grayish black fur all over, and she looked downright ugly. Su Yuyang disliked it but couldn't do anything. No matter how ugly your own pups are, you still have to feed them while crying. He just didn't know how the puppy's father was doing. Back when they were strays, it was thanks to that guy's protection that Tuan Tuan had survived outside for so long and remained safe and sound. Su Su, where do you think the father of these little pups went? Maybe the landlord had some kind of mind-reading ability. Just as Su Yuyang thought about that black dog, the landlord turned to Su Su and asked. I don't know either. When I found Tuan Tuan, it was alone. But I did hear from some other people in the neighborhood that there used to be a black dog always hanging around with it. Su Su thought for a moment, as if she'd remembered something. At the time, I was worried about Tuan Tuan's health, so I didn't pay attention to the other one. Now that the pups are born, it really does seem like there's some of the black dog's genes in them. Tuan Tuan's fur was all golden, with some white patches. There wasn't a single black hair. Clearly, the black markings on the pups came from their father. The landlord didn't say anything else, just responded with a thoughtful hum. As a dog dad, he served Tuan Tuan like a little ancestor every day, preparing soups and broths, yet still couldn't win Tuan Tuan's favor. He felt like life was getting a bit hard. If things continued this way, his dream of raising one of Tuan Tuan's pups was definitely going to fall through. Although he didn't want to force Tuan Tuan, there were still things worth fighting for, and he intended to try. Maybe, if he helped Tuan Tuan find her husband, helped the pups find their dad, Tuan Tuan would finally accept him? But he didn't tell Su Su about this. Finding Tuan Tuan's husband was his own idea. He certainly didn't want to trouble Su Su with it. The next day, after Su Su left for work, the landlord drove his little car to the neighborhood where Su Su had originally rented her place and started looking for the dog. Thankfully, he had picked Su Su up from there once before, otherwise he wouldn't even have been able to enter the community. After asking around, he learned there was a group of stray dogs that had been occupying the underground garage for a long time. He searched all over the garage until he finally heard a faint sound coming from a corner. When he walked over, he saw a large black dog with patches of festering, inflamed skin, and one of its legs seemed injured. When it saw him approach, its first reaction was to nervously drag itself backward on 3 legs. Don't be scared, I won't harm you. Smell this. See if it belongs to a little dog you know. The landlord wasn't a fool. He knew stray dogs weren't usually very friendly toward people. Dogs like Tuan Tuan, who would willingly follow someone like Su Su home, were usually the kind that hadn't yet experienced the darker side of human nature. They hadn't been abused, and were likely abandoned by their owners not too long ago. Or perhaps, they had some urgent need that made them seek human help. Like Tuan Tuan, who was about to give birth and needed a quiet, safe place. Or maybe she sensed Su Su's kindness and still held hope for humans. But the black dog was different. It clearly harbored hostility toward people. The moment it saw him, its first reaction was to growl lowly and retreat. Its skin was covered in festering sores, and there were burn marks clearly caused by cigarette butts, signs of past abuse. Luckily, the landlord had brought with him a piece of cloth from Tuan Tuan's bed. This way, the dog could recognize Tuan Tuan's scent and realize he wasn't there with bad intentions. It would make it easier for him to take the dog for treatment. The black dog stretched out its nose and sniffed the cloth the landlord held out. Then, as if it had discovered something, it moved closer to sniff the landlord's hand. The landlord didn't move, letting it sniff him freely. Your little friend is at my house. She gave birth to a litter, they're your puppies. If you're willing, I'll take you with me, get you treated, and give you a home. The landlord wasn't sure if the dog could understand what he was saying, but over the past few days, he had gotten used to talking like this after spending time with Tuan Tuan. Because of the puppies, his voice was always gentle and low, enough to put anyone at ease. Tuan Tuan might get annoyed by his chatter sometimes, but as long as she heard his voice, she would calm down a little. The black dog, upon hearing his voice, also gradually began to relax. He cautiously reached out his hand, slowly bringing it in front of the big black dog, then gently patted its head. The black dog didn't resist. It could smell the scent of the little female dog it liked on this human, along with a milky, unfamiliar scent that wasn't unpleasant. In fact, it made him feel rather at ease. Back then, the little female dog had been picked up by a woman. Later, the woman moved away with her, and he had seen it happen that day. He really wanted to run up and say goodbye to the little female dog, but he didn't dare. He was afraid that his fierce and ugly appearance would scare the woman and make her dislike the little female dog. That day, hadn't he seen this man too? It seemed this was the man who had taken the woman and the little female dog away. So now, why was this man standing in front of him? Was he here to take him to see the little female dog? Whatever the reason, the black dog felt that he should follow this man. He wanted to see her. Seeing the black dog stand up, the landlord cautiously took a couple of steps forward, and the black dog, though struggling, followed behind him. He let out a sigh of relief.